Heather Crawford points down a strip of beach in Madison, Connecticut's West Wharf area on a radiant morning almost exactly 2 years after Tropical Storm Irene blasted through here. She recalls how the seawalls, now with perfect squares of green lawn atop them, collapsed in the storm.
The turf grass has very little root system, so then the waves were just able to eat out all the dirt underneath.
Much to Crawford's dismay, she runs Madison's Conservation Commission and is a marine ecologist, most folks replanted their lawns. It was exactly the wrong thing to do, and most of them collapsed again in Storm Sandy. A new website developed by Connecticut Sea Grant with the University of Connecticut can now help those homeowners figure out the right thing to do. It's called the Coastal Riparian Landscape Guide of Long Island Sound. In far simpler language, it offers information on what property owners along the Sound ought to be planning and how to do it, complete with sample sketches based on the specific characteristics of their property.
It's to give people a place to start.
That's Juliana Barrett of Sea Grant. She oversaw the site's creation. The problem, she says, is people think the only way to keep their view and their beach access is a lawn. They avoid taller plants like native beach grasses, seaside goldenrod, or beach roses with deep and dense roots that can hold the ground in place in a storm.
You can have plantings and still have your water view and still have your access to the water. The more you can do, I think the better off you're going to be in the long run whenever that next storm does come along.
Pretty is nice, but most important, Barrett and other experts say, are those root systems, especially ones that can handle salt water, soak up runoff, and any contaminants in it before they get into the Sound, as well as prevent erosion. In Madison, as in other coastal communities, most homes have septic systems, not sewers, so erosion control is particularly important. If the roots can't hold the ground in place, the pipes may not hold, and the sewage could wind up in the water, and that's what has Crawford worried.
We are always advising people that live on the waterfront that a buffer is the best thing to do. Even 10 feet of native vegetation, not, you know, 2-inch tall lawn with 3-inch deep roots.
It's a tough sell, Crawford says, but not as tough as what Madison is now seriously considering.
Mandatory buffers, vegetated buffers on waterfront properties.
That's going to be a tough sell.
Yes, it is.
In the meantime, Juliana Barrett is hoping to expand the website to include planting along inland waterways. Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.